This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
We're going to be looking now at a critically important topic, water safety and drowning prevention. Joining us now, Helen Herbert, General Manager of Life Saving South Africa, the national governing body for water safety, drowning prevention and life-saving sport in South Africa. Helen, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time given to us.
Welcome, Helen. And of course, yes, we appreciate you spending some time with us to discuss your Water Smart program. I just want to give the listeners some background to our forthcoming discussion. Now, this Water Smart program, it educates communities, especially children and families, about staying safe around beaches, pools, rivers and dams, and also encourages responsible behavior in and around water. So Water Smart is more than just a campaign. It's a life-saving initiative aimed to reduce drowning incidents and increase water safety awareness across South Africa. Helen, once again, thanks for joining us. For listeners who might not be familiar, Helen, can you briefly explain the role of Life Saving South Africa and the work you do throughout the country?
Okay, so Life Saving South Africa was established in about 1913, so we've been around a little while.
Okay.
And we do a lot of work training and certifying lifeguards across the country, and then doing a lot of education into communities and schools on how to live safely around water, whether it be home, rivers, dams, pools, or oceans. And then we also have about 83 volunteer clubs across the country who do voluntary duties over weekends and public holidays.
Okay. Sorry, carry on. I thought you'd conclude.
Yeah, no, well, lastly, we do the life-saving sports side, which is a highly visible part of our activities, but our main focus is on the drowning prevention side.
Of course, naturally. So, okay, so what inspired the launch of, as I mentioned earlier on, the Water Smart program? What are its main goals?
So, Life Saving South Africa identified a gap in the materials available to educators to cover drowning prevention in communities and schools. When we investigated the school curriculum in the early 2000s, we noted that the topic is covered a few times in the foundational phase and junior primary phases of the curriculum, but the materials were very scant and very weak. So we decided that we could bolster the education process by creating a program that would give these schools opportunities to not only have materials available to them, but have the actual materials presented to them by qualified lifeguards. And thereby giving a few of our unemployed lifeguards, particularly in through the winter months, opportunities to still be employed, number one, and number two, to actually get that message out to a number of schools around the country.
Okay, so let's look at the program itself, its specific emphasis on the word specific reach to communities. Are these now workshops, school programs, online resources, or a combination of all? What are we looking at?
So we have access, communities have access to all of them. We have an online learning hub, which they can access through our drowning prevention tab on our website, lifesaving.co.za. Or they can contact us at Life Saving South Africa and get our contact details off the website and ask for an in-person classroom or community presentation, whereby we will provide a custom-built presentation to those communities without a cost to the school or the community.
Okay, so Helen, we're obviously talking about one's ability to deal with water now. Swimming lessons, if I can put it that way. That was my main sport. Okay, so I'm putting it to you. Swimming lessons, imparting skill, basic swimming skills. What do you offer there? How far do you go with that?
Okay, so we're not Swimming South Africa. Swimming lessons.
No, understood. Sure.
reside with the Swimming South Africa. However, we take people who are fairly competent with swimming.
Right.
And we we grow that into somebody who can either participate socially in the sport or get more skills, etc.
Sure.
We do offer a number of skills programs. One of them is survival swimming. So we don't do stroke correction or team training.
Right.
But we will establish a person or a youngster to be able to keep themselves afloat and get themselves to the side of the pool and get out.
Indeed. Okay, so let's continue.
So we do have those programs.
Sorry, Helen, you just broke up there. I thought you had concluded again. I think we're having a bit of delay in signal. But okay, let's continue from where you left off. So what are some of the most common water safety mistakes you see amongst children and families around South African waterways? Pools, call it what you may.
Okay, so the first one we have, the major one, is lack of supervision. Mm-hmm. And being distracted when you are the person responsible to supervise youngsters around water. Cell phones are a distraction. Talking to your friends can be a distraction. Drowning happens in a few seconds. It's a very quiet, very silent, and very rapid action, and it can take place without you even noticing. That lack of supervision is the first one. The second one is swimming where there is no lifeguards present. And we know that we don't have lifeguards at all waterways, but mm-hmm. it is best to swim where lifeguards are present. And then the third major one is where people are swimming under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Those are the main aspects that really contribute to drowning.
Okay. So let's look at practical water safety tips that everyone should know, whether at the beach, in a pool, or near rivers and dams. Can you share some of these practical tips with us?
So first one is listen to the lifeguards. Swim where the lifeguards are and then listen to them. They are trained to identify the safe spaces for water activities, mm-hmm. and hopefully there is sufficient space and time or whatever for you to access the water where the lifeguards are present. If lifeguards are not present, don't swim alone. Supervision is the key. Stay within an arm's length of toddlers and small children, mm-hmm. and keep them in your sight and in your control at all times so that you can assist them should something happen.
Speaking of toddlers, carry on. Ooh. I thought you'd...
Carry on.
Okay, so let's look at the toddlers, the little ones. How do you then, what ideas can you contribute in terms of learning process to ensure they understand water safety and they take it seriously?
Supervision is key to this, making sure they do not have access to water unsupervised, that their gates are closed around swimming pools. Swimming pools are enclosed, that bathroom doors are closed, toilets are closed, buckets are closed, and that they're around all the time. And with toddlers, it's really a case of creating an environment where they feel safe. And by feeling safe means that they have the supervision, they have the guidance of an adult or an older person to be around them to give them the guidance. Get them swimming lessons as early as possible. So that they can help themselves.
Okay. Let's look at the impact on community and life-saving sport on those aspects. So have you seen measurable impact from Water Smart in terms of reducing incidents or increasing awareness? Any stories that you can tell us about which stand out?
So we've had a number of young children at schools come to us and say afterwards, say to the teachers, over the weekend, I was visiting with my granny, and my granny was busy hanging up the washing, and they had this big bucket of water, and I told my granny to please throw the water out because my little brother could drown.
Okay.
So the young children are taking their lessons learned in the classrooms, and they're taking it home to their family environment. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect is that the schools where we have been presenting the Water Smart program have returned to us year on year to say, come and be part of our community, spread the word, and show us the effects of the drowning prevention. We'll show you that this has an impact, because when we do the program in the communities, we leave the communities and the schools with workbooks, with readers, with access to materials that they can then continue with that learning program going forward.
Helen, also Life Saving South Africa's overseas life saving sport. So, all right, let's get back to that aspect. So how does sport help then promote water safety and build skills for children and communities?
So the sport of life-saving I've got to get my brain thinking here.
Sorry, I don't mean to muddle you. Do you want me to repeat the question? I'm sorry.
I don't need to repeat the question. The sport of life saving is basically showing skills and enhancing the skills that lifeguards need to save somebody's life. So all activities, or the majority of the activities, are based on rescues. So you have a lot of craft rescues, you have swimming rescues, you have rescues with equipment, you have rescues without equipment. Mm. And it's really just building the skills and the positivity around water activities, and giving the youth, and not only youth, because we start our water activities in some areas from the age of 3, and we have more grandmasters up to the age of 80 that participate in the sporting side. It is a lifelong sport that they can do throughout their lives.
Okay.
And it's really enhancing the lifeguard skills.
Okay, so let's now, put it out there now, Helen. How can our community members, parents, and schools get involved or support the Water Smart Initiative? What would you like to put out there?
Well, it is an initiative that we put out, and it is a CSI initiative. It is totally supported by donations and sponsorships. So if anybody would like to get involved with that, please contact us. You can get our contact details off the website, as I gave earlier, lifesaving.co.za. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely be welcoming any support given on a financial basis that would help the program grow. However, if they want to have, if communities and schools want to have a presentation within their communities and schools, again, contact our contact details. They can also email admin@lifesaving.co.za, and they can ask for somebody to come out and do a presentation for them at their schools.
Helen, I've looked at your website, and what I've noticed there leads me to my next question. That is, what's next for WaterSmart, Life Saving South Africa? Tell us about any new campaigns, partnerships, or goals, or any initiatives coming up. Let us know what's happening. What do you have in store for 2026?
Awesome. So we have our WaterSmart Digital Hub. So it's taking learning into a digital environment. So anybody can access the little programs, and there are 3 little programs that they can do. And once they're completed, they get a little certificate of participation and achievement. So that is one of the aspects that we are doing, but we are focusing more on getting out to more of the communities and more of the schools. We are training up more of the facilitators at this point in time to go into communities, particularly in the Eastern Cape at the moment.
Sure.
But we do have facilitators across the country.
I've noticed you've got a number of events coming up. You've got Life Saving Championships, World Championships. Tell us more about that. Put it out there. Here's your platform. Tell us what you guys are getting up to.
Okay. All right. So the end of next week, the next week from the 26th of March to the 1st of April, we have our South African National Championships in Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
It is a 7-day event. We are looking at just over 1,200 athletes participating in the event over that period. It's an event that encompasses both pool events and surf and ocean events. And then it's going to be quite a spectacular one. We're looking forward to that. But at the end of this year, in November leading into December of this year, we are hosting the World Life Saving Championships, or the Life Saving World Championships. And this event will be hosted in Kaberga, Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality is supporting us, along with a number of sponsors and partners, which we can do with more of for the event, which will be fantastic. That event is looking at possibly about 4,000 to 4,500 athletes from across the world, from about 70 different countries participating. It is held over 21 days. Again, it's events that are hosted both in pool and ocean events. And yes, we're looking forward to hosting the world. It's going to be really spectacular.
You look forward to hosting the world. Speaking of which, have you hosted? I take it you also collaborate with other life-saving organizations from across the globe. And you've hosted them here too. And yes, what kind of interaction do you get with hosting them? And what knowledge have you gained from that?
Okay, so we hosted the Life Saving World Championships in Durban in South Africa in 1996. So we're not averse to hosting the World Championships, but we were requested to host this at very short notice. So we've picked it up because one of the other African countries was unable to continue with the hosting.
Okay.
So we've picked it up and running with it. It's been a rather large learning curve for myself. It's being very short in its planning, but we are getting ahead on all of the planning and the fundraising, etc., which is fantastic. The biggest thing is really showcasing South Africa and seeing how many of the international athletes and management and officials are looking at this as an opportunity to see Africa or Southern Africa in a broader base. So they're not only coming to South Africa for this competition, they're coming to South Africa to see what the Garden Route looks like. They're coming to South Africa to see what Cape Town looks like. They're coming here to see what the Kruger Park looks like. Or even we've got people who will be traveling up to Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe or Zambia to have a little bit of a wild experience, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. So it's really, really an opportunity to showcase what this country has to offer to the rest of the world. And I think we have a very exciting period for this going forward.
Helen, as we wrap up our conversation today, what is the one key message you'd like all listeners to remember, keep in mind, and really take forward when it comes to water safety?
Supervision is key. Supervise, supervise, supervise. That's all. Okay. And the second one is learn CPR. Those are really my two messages that I would go leave with everybody with is supervision is key, and please, all families, all communities need to have some CPR training.
Lifesaving.co.za. Helen, have I got that right? If anyone wants to know more about what life saving is all about, and of course your campaign that you have at the moment going on regarding life saving. I just want to comment. Sorry, Helen, are you still there? Or has Helen left us?
I am. Oh, you are there.
I'm just confirming. Sorry, it sounded like the line had cut off there. So I'm just confirming your website, lifesaving.co.za, for those who want to learn more about life saving activities in South Africa under your leadership.
Absolutely.
Right, Helen, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Helen, for joining us, and everything of the best in all your life-saving campaign endeavors for 2026. Helen Herbert, General Manager of Life Saving South Africa, sharing vital insights from their Water Smart initiative. That's what it's all about. From beaches and pools to rivers and dams, the message is clear. Water safety is everybody's responsibility, and education and awareness can save lives. And yes, for more information, I just want to recap for schools, parents, and community leaders, you can visit lifesaving.co.za. That's all one word, lifesaving.co.za. And then, yes, you can connect with them on social media to find out how to get involved in their Water Smart campaign. Helen, once again, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these life-saving tips today.